Laurier Woods Conservation Area spans 250 acres situated in the heart of North Bay. The popular conservation area is comprised of a provincially significant wetland, rocky outcrops, upland forest, and is a sanctuary to a broad range of wetland and woodland creatures, including migratory birds. A four-season nature destination, visitors enjoy 10-plus km of trails. Every day offers something new to see and hear. Laurier Woods is set up so that people get to enjoy nature but understand nature as well. We're trying to retain it as natural as possible as long as people are safe, explained Fred Pinto, president of Friends of Laurier Woods. Located off one of the main trails just a short distance from the entrance at Brule Street, people are surprised to discover a bee hotel. We thought this was a good educational opportunity for people to understand native pollinators and the different insects that pollinate flowers. So, the bee hotel is something that captures people's imaginations, Pinto stated. There was no data when this was built in 2015. We looked at literature, and there wasn't very much, just people advertising building bee hotels and stuff, so there was staff working for the Conservation Authority, North Bay Mattawa, and they built this structure. Since then, there have been different things happening to it over time. One of the intriguing aspects of the hotel is seeing the many holes drilled into the logs, creating bee rooms to attract pollinators. What a number of insects do is, they will lay their eggs in holes, like in natural stuff. So, if you have a pile of leaves, sticks, etc., they will do that. For people, the best thing to do actually is to leave some stuff in your garden that bees and other insects can use. As Pinto was speaking, a chickadee flew out of a hiding spot from within the wooden structure. Cavities are useful for a number of organisms. So, in nature, I always say trees have three lives. One is when they're growing, where they're capturing sunlight, water, and converting it into food. Then, when they start declining, they have cavities in them. In North America, we have woodpeckers that are primary cavity makers. A number of species use cavities, and the cavities have different qualities, noted Pinto. I actually train people. I work in forestry, and professional foresters know this stuff, so they protect these trees. 25% of vertebrate species, animals that have backbones, around the North Bay area will use tree cavities at some point in their life cycle, either for nesting, roosting, or raising their young. It is important that the features of the hotel be maintained. We know we're retaining homes and features that wildlife, animals that live in the area, will use. And then, when the tree falls on the ground, again, that is also used by a large portion of species, both vertebrate and invertebrate species. As that slowly decomposes and goes into the ground, it changes the soil by increasing the amount of carbon. There is a whole cycle. It is no secret that honeybee colonies have been on the decline for years due to various reasons, including drastic changes to their habitat. Does the bee hotel strategy actually work? If you look at the literature, there isn't very much success in terms of bee hotels. The thing is, they're structurally interesting, they attract people, you can architecturally set it up, so they look nice, but it is more to get people to talk about native pollinators. We're talking about honeybees. Honeybees are an agricultural crop or insect. Bees are a native species that have lived here on this continent for thousands of years, Pinto shared. Friends of Laurier Woods offer guided tours, which is one way to get people talking about pollinators. The fact remains that the hotels are being used. But is it native species, or is it invasive species, or is it exotic species? If you're looking at scientific studies, they show that exotic wasps and spiders are more likely to use these than our native species. There are signs that bees do use the hotel. They are because you can see them over here, but again, other things are using it too. It is just one. Initially, back in 2015, I wanted to establish five of them, so we could collect the data and I was going to get students from Nipissing University to follow up, count them, record the information, clean them out, place them, etc., so you can see what happens in a more natural setting. The studies that have been done are in urban areas, said Pinto. Pinto sees a future for bee hotels. I think people will still use them, just because they're a neat feature, like fountains, for example, or other devices like in gardens for water. I think it is useful to get people to recognize the value of native species. Laurier Woods is owned and managed in partnership by the Friends of Laurier Woods and the North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority. The next guided hike is scheduled for July 5 from 10 a.m. to noon, which will take visitors past the hotel.